Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Weber. Welcome to Kids in Mind. This month we have Rebecca Wood, counselor based in Geneva, who will be speaking to us about infant development and a type of therapy called parent-infant therapy. For more information, please visit RebeccaWoodCounseling.com. So, Rebecca, this week we are going to speak about threats to attachment between a baby and their caregiver. So what kinds of things could get in the way?
Before we even talk about that, I just want to acknowledge, and I think it's really important to do this, just what an incredible job we do as parents, despite all the obstacles and despite the things that get in the way. For the most part, we are good enough. In a way, it's not popular these days to spell out just how great the responsibility for caregiving is, because for so long, women have been searching for a way to both be a caregiver and establish equality in the workplace. So I'm sort of holding that in mind as we're talking about this. And I talk very carefully about caregivers and not just mothers. The other bit that I just want to also acknowledge is just how unnatural, in a way, it is. The way in which we in the modern world attempt to raise our children. So we are often atomized. We are far from family. Perhaps there's one caregiver at home with a baby and maybe with other younger children. And it's an enormous weight on the mental health of the caregiver. Yeah. And I think it's important just to acknowledge all those kind of societal, structural obstacles that might get in the way.
It's a big load, a big ask, we could say. So thinking about the caregiver role and the enormity of both their role and also some of these obstacles that you were pointing out, it does then, of course, make me want to ask about what are the impediments to attachment? You know, what does get in the way then between a caregiver and their baby in terms of going towards a solid attachment?
One thing to think about is the fact that we have all been babies ourselves. So we have all experienced a unique caregiving. And if that caregiving was not exactly what we needed, we bring that into our role as a caregiver, and it may get in the way of our ability to be the parent that we want to be. If trauma is present in our childhood, that will come into play as parents. And if there's been a disturbance on the path to parenthood, so for example, trauma in birth or in a baby being hospitalized, that can also impact our ability to care.
So we've spoken about caregivers, and I'm wondering if the relationship, and therefore potentially the attachment, can be thrown off course by babies themselves.
It can, yeah. So I alluded to this idea that if a baby is premature or has been sick, their own developmental trajectory might be thrown off course. And this can mean that their innate capabilities are not quite enough. They struggle to regulate themselves. And it requires more from the caregiver. Another thing might be that a baby is temperamentally very different from their caregiver, and this can make it hard for a caregiver to relate.
Right, that they don't necessarily reflect one another. Thank you so much, Rebecca. This was Kids in Mind. You can listen to this episode and more like that at worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.